Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The discovery of DNA confirmed the mechanism of inheritance central to Darwin's evolutionary model, but raised many questions as well. Adam Seipel, associate professor of biological statistics and computational biology at Cornell University, explains the recent discovery of why similar DNA can lead to dramatic differences.
By the early 1970s, scientists thought they had a pretty good idea of how evolution worked. Some random mutations in DNA make organisms more fit and therefore tend to become more common over time. These adaptive mutations were thought to occur primarily in portions of the DNA that encode proteins, the molecules that do most of the work of living cells. But when scientists started to actually measure the proteins in humans and chimpanzees, they found a surprise. These proteins were nearly identical. What, then, could explain the pronounced differences in physiology and behavior between our ape cousins and ourselves? Some biologists began toying with a radical idea, which was given full voice in a famous 1975 paper by Mary Claire King and Alan Wilson. What if humans and chimpanzees differed not so much because of their proteins as because of the regulatory sequences that turn those proteins on and off? Only recently has it become possible to examine King and Wilson's proposal empirically, using massive datasets based on modern genomic technologies. This is where our study comes in. We devised a mathematical model of the processes of mutation and natural selection and applied it to rich datasets describing regulatory sequences and genetic variation in primates. Just as King and Wilson surmised, we found that human regulatory sequences do appear to have been strongly influenced by natural selection, and many show clear signs of adaptation. Indeed, regulatory sequences appear to have contributed at least as many advantageous mutations as protein coding sequences. Our analysis suggests that gene regulation is an essential part of what makes us human. In other words, when it comes to genes and evolution, it's not just what you got, it's how you use it.
That was Adam Seipel of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.